that the reason I'm here is I dreamed big dreams. I dreamed the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible. I'm also living proof. This isn't a Hollywood movie. I come literally from the other side of the tracks. If you saw where I grew up and we took a picture of it, the neighborhood, the setting, you say it's impossible that someone could come from there and get here. But it is possible. And not to sound too trite, if you dream big and surround yourself with great people and leave your ego at the door and share success with others and have a little luck along the way, you can do anything. But there will be people along the way, and I remember this, who will say to you, you know, you're dreaming too big. It's not possible. Those things just can't happen. Don't allow anyone, friend, family, acquaintance, teachers, whoever it is, don't allow anyone to tell you that what you are dreaming for yourself and your family is not possible. It is possible. Don't be one of those people 20 years from now are going to be walking around in a 9-to-5 job, miserable and angry and bitter because you let your dreams get away from you because you did not believe strongly enough in yourself and what was possible. Don't allow that to happen. And I can't encourage you enough to continue to think that things are possible and that your dreams can come true. And as it relates to finding your calling, it has to be linked to something that you are so passionate and crazed about that you're willing to knock down walls and climb mountains and do the things that are going to put yourself in a position of sacrificing so many other things for its success. And you can only do that when there's a compelling underlying feeling that you have that this is something I'm going to fight to the death for. And I think you can't really succeed at the levels that you want to unless you find that thing that you're so passionate, excited, and in love with. And I think because you've got it along the way, you're going to have to convince so many other people to believe in you and the idea and the opportunity and the struggle and the obstacles that are going to come can only be overcome by this passion that you have in which you're going to be able to get people to follow you over those hurdles. I know it sounds a little bit sophomoric, but it's so true.
Dream big. And then dream bigger.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
I want our young people to know that they matter, that they belong. So don't be afraid. You hear me? Young people, don't be afraid. Be focused. Be determined. Be hopeful. Be empowered. Empower yourselves with a good education. Then get out there and use that education to build a country worthy of your boundless promise. Lead by example with hope, never fear. Our greatness has never, ever come from sitting back and feeling entitled to what we have. It's never come from folks who climb the ladder of success or who happen to be born near the top and then pull the ladder up after themselves. No, Our greatness has always come from people who expect nothing and take nothing for granted. Folks who work hard for what they have, then reach back and help others after them.
Success isn't about how your life looks to others. It's about how it feels to you. We realize that being successful isn't about being impressive. It's about being inspired. And that's what it means to be your true self. It means looking inside yourself and being honest about what you truly enjoy doing, because graduates, I can promise you that you will never be happy plodding through someone else's idea of success. Success is only meaningful and enjoyable if it feels like your own. you should never view your challenges as a disadvantage. Instead, it's important for you to understand that your experience facing and overcoming adversity is actually one of your biggest advantages. And I know that because I've seen it myself, not just as a student working my way through school, but years later when before I came to the White House and I worked as a dean at a college. In that role, I encountered students who had every advantage. Their parents paid their full tuition. They lived in beautiful campus dorms. They had every material possession a college kid could want, cars, computers, spending money. But when some of them got their first bad grade, they just fell apart. They lost it because they were ill-equipped to handle their first encounter with disappointment or falling short. But graduates, as you all know, life will put many obstacles in your path that are far worse than a bad grade. You'll have unreasonable bosses and difficult clients and patients. You'll experience illnesses and losses, crises and setbacks that will come out of nowhere and knock you off your feet. But unlike so many other young people, you have already developed the resilience and the maturity that you need to pick yourself up and dust yourself off and keep moving through the pain. Keep moving forward.
How much did they first pay you to give up on your dreams? And when were you going to stop and come back and do what makes you happy? You know why kids love athletes? Kids love athletes because they follow their dreams. I see guys who work at the same company for their entire lives. They clock in, they clock out, and they never have a moment of happiness. You have an opportunity. This is a rebirth.
Life has a way of pushing our dreams down. They can become buried under discouragement, buried under past mistakes. There are dreams buried under divorce, buried under low self-esteem. It's easy to settle for mediocrity, even though we have all this potential buried on the inside. All of us have things that we're believing for, something that we want to accomplish. Deep down, we know it's a part of our destiny. We can feel it so strongly. But then we hit some setbacks. We didn't get the promotion. The medical report wasn't good. Or a relationship didn't work out. Now don't let circumstances talk you out of it. You may not understand why a business didn't make it, why a person walked away, why you came down with an illness. You were doing the right thing, but the wrong thing happened. It's all a part of the process. Your dream may be buried. The good news is it's still alive. It's not too late to see it come to pass. If you'll do your part and start believing again, get your passion back, it is on the way. Go back and try again. The true mark of a champion is even though some dirt gets thrown on your dream, instead of letting it get buried, you keep shaking it off. You keep moving forward. You keep looking for a new opportunity. If you're going to reach your highest potential, you have to make up your mind that you are in it for the long haul. You're not going to let people talk you out of it. Circumstances discourage you. Delays cause you to give up. Critical people cause you to get distracted. You're going to stay focused on your goal. This is your time. This is your moment. Your destiny is calling out to you.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
Dream big and make those big things happen. I'm a dreamer. I will never stop being a dreamer.
If you're going to be successful in creating the life of your dreams, you have to believe that you are capable of making it happen. You have to believe that you have the right stuff and that you're able to pull it off. Now, whether you call it self-esteem, self-confidence, or self-assurance, it's a deep-seated belief that you have what it takes, the abilities, the inner resources, the talents, and the skills to create your desired results. Now, believing in yourself is simply an attitude. Believing in yourself is a choice. You have to choose to believe that you can do anything you set your mind to, anything at all, because in fact, you can.
What does that mean to you, this victory?
It means everything. It means everything. It means you were right. It means they were right. It means that the people that didn't believe, they were wrong. It means that when you don't believe, you do yourself a disservice because it is wrong. So you got to believe. You got to believe in what you want to do. You got to believe in what you want to get accomplished and believe that somehow, somewhere, within yourself and in the universe around you, there are tools and resources that will be of aid and help the man that really wants to get it done.
Life is death without change. Are you willing to make a change in your life to realize a dream, to fulfill what's in your mind, what you can visualize as your life? And are you willing to put the sweat equity, the time, the persistency that it takes, not on your timetable, but on fate's timetable? If you are, then you have to educate yourself in whatever that subject matter is.
Dream. That's a powerful word. You will get knocked down many times chasing your dreams. You will feel like you don't have the energy to get back up. You don't have the strength to get back up. You will feel like giving up is the only option. When you're hit, when you've been knocked down by life, that's when it's time to hit back. That's when it's time to hit back. Many people get hit by life, but they never hit back.
Are you going to stay down or are you going to decide to get back up? It takes courage. It takes confidence. It takes a strong mindset to get back up when nobody believes in you.
There's a lion inside all of us, but some people decide to never let that lion out. Many people keep that lion locked in his cave. Are you hungry for that dream? Are you willing to fight for that dream?
Let the lion out. Get hungry for your dream. Go hunt your dream. Talking about that dream won't take you far. Working will.
Doubters will tell you to be realistic. Haters will tell you to quit.
You are the only one who can go and get it. It's your dream. No one will chase it for you. No one will hunt for you. No one will support your dream but you.
There's a quote that goes, everyone wants to eat, but a few are willing to hunt. Everyone wants to succeed, but few are willing to put in the work required.
Stop limiting yourself. You can make your dream into a reality, but it will only take one person to believe that it's possible. It will only take one person to put in the work. That person is you.
There's plenty of humans before you who have accomplished big things, who are living their dream life. They've done it. That is proof you can too. It is proof that you can live your dream if you really want it.
You are the most dangerous enemy to your dreams because only you decide when to quit and give up on your dreams. Only you decide when to kill these dreams. You're more powerful than you even know. You can change the world with your dream. But it only requires you to get out of your comfort zone and unleash the inner lion. It requires you to let the lion out of its cage. It requires you to chase your dreams no matter what.
If you have a weak mindset, if you're afraid of taking risks, you will never get far in life. You will never get that dream with a weak mindset.
Create a mindset that keeps you moving even when others quit.
Life is unpredictable. It's full of surprises. You might be closer than you think. Your dream can become a reality if you refuse to quit.
Be like a lion. Never back down from the challenges you face. A lion never stops chasing its prey until it catches it. You never stop chasing your dream until you live it.
Dream big and never let small minds convince you that your goal is out of reach. It may be out of reach for them, but you know better. Believe in yourself.
If you are in the way of my goals and dreams, I suggest you move.
When you know within yourself that there's something you want to do, and I believe that all of us were born with a purpose, that all of us have something that we are supposed to do, that all of us have some goodness within us, and that goodness gives us a responsibility to manifest our greatness. And when you know that, you can feel it in your guts, and you know that you're deliberately operating below your potential, you've gotten comfortable, you stop expanding, you stop stretching, you stop challenging yourself. Let me share something else with you. Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, but it's necessary. It's necessary that you have it, that you work on it, that you develop yourself, that you go for what is yours in the universe. You decide, I'm not going to settle for this. This is not going to be it for my life. I deserve more than this. See, that will start making you do some stuff. See, a lot of people go to work every day miserable, and all they do is just talk about how miserable they are. But they don't do anything about it. You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. It's possible that we can have our dream. Yes, it is. Other people have done it, then we can do it. We fail a lot of times. Well, a lot of other folks fail, and eventually they came back and they succeeded. So it's possible we can have what we want. And we know that we want to get it. It's necessary that we align ourselves with people that think like we do. It's necessary we get negative, do-nothing people out of our lives. It's necessary we never stop learning and growing and developing ourselves. It's necessary that we never give up.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
A friend of mine who walks, he runs a marathon, and he says, when he's running the 26-mile marathon, he said, let's say that hypothetically, that 18th mile is the wall. He said, Les, when you get there and you're running, he says, everything in you is telling you to stop, to give up. Every muscle is aching. And you're saying to yourself, I can't do it. I can't do it. And you just keep on and you keep on and you keep on. It seems like you're moving at slow motion. And then eventually when you break through that 18-mile wall, then you know it's like done and you're on automatic and you glide on in. And you know it's there. You know you're going to get to the finish line. And we've all had experiences where we were working on something and we knew it was possible. And we did those things that were necessary to bring it into reality. We took the responsibility to make it happen. Other people couldn't see it. A lot of people didn't believe it. You were attacked. You were criticized. People were opposing you. But you kept on doing it. It was hard. It was rough. It was difficult. But to you, it was worth it. And eventually, you got to a level, you know, can't nothing stop me now. I'm on the move. I'm on the move.
As T.E. Lawrence said, all men dream, but not equally. Those who dream by night in the dusty recesses of their minds wake in the day to find that it was vanity. But the dreamers of the day are dangerous men, for they may act on their dreams with open eyes to make them possible. That, at the end of the day, is the very mission of my life, to get people to understand that there is a difference between dreaming and executing, about doing something based on the things that you want to see happen in the world. But most people hit that moment of action and they stop. But they don't stop knowingly. They stop for 1,000 different reasons that they're never able to put their finger on. They stop because they're tired. They stop because circumstance dictates. They stop because they don't have enough money. They stop because they're too young. They stop because they're too old. They stop for a whole host of reasons that at the end of the day are total bullshit. The thing that stops them is fear. The thing that stops them is a belief that they don't even know they have that says that they're never going to accomplish. They stop because they can't muster the belief in themselves to move forward, to believe that their actions will have the consequences that they want, to believe that they can learn the things that they don't already understand, to believe in themselves that their actions will generate a reward. And that reward is very simple. That you can close your eyes and imagine the world that you want to create and open them and create it. And some people are stopped by something even more dangerous. They dream too small. And as David Ogilvy said, don't bunt. Aim out of the ballpark. Aim for the company of immortals. When you can do that, when you can allow yourself to dream at that level, when you can allow yourself to believe in yourself, to believe in your ability to become the kind of person that can swing for the fences, not only swing for the fences, but make contact, to be able to call your shot like Babe Ruth and knock it out of the park. When you can look at yourself and have the arrogance of belief in yourself that you are capable of that, that you are worthy of being remembered, that you are worthy of people knowing your name, then you will strike out and have a chance at greatness. But it starts with that. It starts with being willing to believe that all the people, the wall of humanity that stands behind you in the past, none of them have anything that you don't. And the only difference between the greats, the only difference between those who are remembered and those who are forgotten, is the willingness to step up to the plate and call their shot.
A dream. The four greatest words that this country has ever heard or seen. Because a man with a dream is unstoppable. A man with a dream can go to destinations that nobody has ever seen. A man with a dream can reach a star that no one has even come close to reach. Because a man with a dream is unstoppable. And the dream is his destination. And the fuel is his passion. And his skills and his abilities and his gifts and his talents is his vehicle to get to the destination of the dream. And so the only thing left for a man to get to that place that nobody would believe for him to get is just a little bit of faith. Because a little bit of faith mixed with a big dream produces something that can change the course of history, that can change the course of humanity. You see, it's so important for one to find their dream. And many people know that, but not many people can find it. Because the thing is this, a dream finds you. A dream finds you. A dream finds you when you get to the place that you know that every place that you have been and where you're at right now, and the way that your mind works as it is now, is still not quite where it needs to be. So you see, the thing that you need is growth, 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 growth in your mindset, growth in your emotions, growth in your self-control, growth in every single response, and your response ability, your ability to respond to every suffering and every pain and every every struggle and every single step that takes some sort of added effort, added discipline, added passion, added fire to keep going, to find your stride, to find your rhythm, to find your breath, and to find your dream. I have a dream. Are four words in the heart of every man, woman, and child. And that's why freedom rings in that dream.
You may be feeling some real anxiety about venturing out into the world beyond these walls. And I'm not going to lie to you. For many of you, this is going to be a pretty big transition. In fact, I think Dr. Martin Luther King described it well in his commencement address in 65 when he declared, quote, "Today you bid farewell to the safe security of the academic environment. You prepare to continue your journey on the clamorous highways of life."
We all feel at times a little bit lost. And we all have some kind of emptiness that we're searching to fill. And often it is only through serving others that we find what's been missing in our own lives. And like so many of you, through service, I was able to find what I needed and carve a path for my life that truly felt like my own.
And the truth is, those seminars where you explored new ideas, those late night conversations where you challenged each other and learn from each other, after all of that, you might find yourself a little dismayed by the clamor outside these walls. The name calling, the negative ads, the folks yelling at each other on TV.
The power of inventing the future. I just want to pause for a moment on the word invent. Because the phrase isn't succeed in the future. It's not plan for the future or do the best you can in the future. It's invent the future. And with those three words comes a simple message, a call to chart your own course and live life on your own terms. And that's a lesson that I first learned back when I was a teenager. And some of you may have grown up like I did in neighborhoods where kids very few of them had the chance to go to college, where being teased for doing well in school was just a fact of life, where well-meaning but misguided folks questioned whether a girl with my background could get into the kinds of colleges I dreamed of attending.
After being surrounded by people who are so dedicated to serving others and making the world a better place, you might feel a little discouraged by the polarization and gridlock that too often characterize our politics and civic life. And in the face of all that clamor, you might have an overwhelming instinct to just run the other way as fast as you can. You might be tempted to find a community of like-minded folks and work with them on causes you care about and just tune out all of the noise.
I worked hard and I did my best to tune out those voices of doubt, including the ones inside my own head. And eventually I was accepted to Princeton and I got that education that my dad had always dreamed of. But the truth is, graduates, there will always be folks who make assumptions about you based on superficial things like where you're from, or what you're wearing or how you look. There will always be folks who judge you based on just one thing that you say or do, folks who define you based on one isolated incident.
I want to urge you to do just the opposite. Today, I want to suggest that if you truly wish to carry on the Oberlin legacy of service and social justice, then you need to run to and not away from the noise. Today, I want to urge you to actively seek out the most contentious, polarized, gridlock places you can find. Because so often throughout our history, those have been the places where progress really happens.
the places where minds are changed, lives transformed. In the end, people can only define you if you let them. In the end, it's up to each of us to define ourselves. It's up to each of us to invent our own future with the choices we make and the actions we take. To succumb to feelings of despair and anger only means that in the end, we lose. Those feelings are not an excuse to just throw up our hands and give up. Not an excuse. They are not an excuse to lose hope. But here's the thing. Our history provides us with a better story, a better blueprint for how we can win. It teaches us that when we pull ourselves out of the lowest emotional depths and we channel our frustrations into studying and organizing and banding together, then we can build ourselves and our communities up. We can take on those deep-rooted problems, and together, we can overcome anything that stands in our way. Nothing, and I mean nothing, is going to stop you from fulfilling your dreams. And you deserve every last one of the successes that I know you will have. But I also want to be very clear that with those successes comes a set of obligations to share the lessons you've learned here at this school, the obligation to use the opportunities you've had to help others. That means raising your hand when you get a seat in that board meeting and asking the question, well, whose voices aren't being heard here? What ideas are we missing? It means adding your voice to our national conversation, speaking out for our most cherished values of liberty, opportunity, inclusion, and respect, the values that you've been living here at this school. It means reaching back to help young people who've been left out and left behind, helping them prepare for college, helping them pay for college. So I want you all to go out there, be great, build great lives for yourself, enjoy the liberties that you have in this great country, pursue your own version of happiness, and please, please always, always do your part to help others do the same.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.